if it's locally owned,
it's Copper Row.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Row.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Row.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Row. It's Copper Row.
That music means it is time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to us by the members of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. They're encouraging you to put down your mouse and get out of the house. Local businesses invite you to mask up, buy local, and engage in safe commerce today. Visit carolinachamber.org to learn more about the chamber and chamber membership. Joined in the studio by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. Lydia, happy Friday. How are you?
I'm good, Brighton. You know, I was thinking it was the same way with Aaron. I'm always happy to see you because it's the end of the week.
Absolutely. It's a great sign, a great feeling. It's been a really busy one. There was a whole bunch going on. We've got a town council meeting to go over. We had Earth Day yesterday, which is always a busy day in our community. And I know that the last time you were on, you were mentioning that the town of Carrboro was putting on a pretty neat food truck event with some sustainable food options, right?
Yeah. And I got a little report from our council member, Randy Haven O'Donnell, about this. She was one of the organizers of this. I had back-to-back Zoom events and meetings, and I could not be there. But she said it went really well. There were 9 food vendors and 4 organization tables there. And she said that there was really a steady flow of excited and community, you know, a lot of folks in the community, a steady flow of customers attending. There is some posting of photos on the Carrboro.com website. Jackie Helvey takes photos of Carrboro type events. But really, really pleased, Brighton, because you remember last week we talked about this is kind of a first in-person type event where much like the farmers market, but you know, you don't know how many people are going to show up, but the organizers were really pleased with the way it went.
That's really great to hear. And I feel like we're going to begin to see more of that stuff as the town government puts on stuff like that, organizations beginning to feel comfortable being able to put stuff like that on with vaccination rates. And also, you know, the goals of lifting capacity and mass gathering limits, too. We got that update from Governor Roy Cooper the middle part of this week, which is one of the more significant updates we've gotten from them in a while.
Yeah, I feel like we all were like, whoa, June 1st. It's kind of shocking, you know. But again, I think for those of us who have taken the virus as we should seriously, it's hard to imagine kind of easing back into, you know, semi-normal in the community. But I like the campaign. I think they're naming it Save Our Summer or something like that. And so, yeah, the idea is, you know, there's plenty of vaccinations. Folks 16 and older can get vaccinated now. Get out and get vaccinated. Think of all your friends and family members who are not vaccinated. Make sure you help them get those vaccinations, because the sooner everyone gets a vaccination, the sooner we're back to, quote, normal.
Yeah, we can put it behind us, essentially, is what they're saying. And they're aiming for that 2/3 state population rate. I do think it'll be interesting now that we have kind of a number that people can specifically keep their eyes on, a date in the back of their head. I know that President Joe Biden had said July 4th was what the federal government is aiming for the nation, and North Carolina kind of going for a little bit sooner than that. But I wonder if that will help people maybe get more interested in the vaccine, as we've seen demand dip a little bit locally and across the state, and just kind of give people an achievable goal. Whereas before it was just, okay, do it when you can or do it if you can. Now it's like, you know, you get rewarded if you can do it by this date.
Absolutely. You know, I think it was very strategic. You know, it was a little bit of marketing on their part. But I think everyone is so excited and you know, it's like rounding third and heading for home, right? You know,
absolutely.
It's wanting to go ahead and finish it up. The other thing I think that is good news that is accompanying this is the fact that, you know, trials are going on right now with for kids, you know, of a certain age. I think it's maybe 8 to 16 or something like that. But and those trials so far are going well. I mean, I think once we are able to get so that, you know, children of a certain age can also get the vaccine, I think we'll feel almost like we're, you know, completely back there.
We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle. We mentioned it being a busy week, partially because we've got a town council meeting that was on Tuesday night. Relatively light agenda in comparison to other town council meetings that you guys have had in the past, but still a good bit to go over. What were some of the highlights?
Yeah. Well, one thing we got was our annual report from our OWASA reps, and that was really interesting because, you know, we've been so focused on the challenges that we have had as you know, a town, that, you know, thinking through all the different challenges that Owosso has been facing this year in terms of, you know, equity and customers who haven't been able to pay their bills and other, you know, kind of issues that they kind of talk to us about. You know, they're, of course, always doing long-term planning and things like that. So it was a really good report to get from them. One of the other items that we had on Tuesday evening was we passed a resolution establishing our community safety task force. And so this is building on a resolution we passed last year in June. And that resolution was entitled A Resolution on Next Steps in Advancing Racial Equity in Law Enforcement and Public Safety in Carrboro. And so part of that resolution you know, stated that we would establish a task force on public safety, you know, looking at new approaches to public safety beyond policing. And so, you know, last night we established that task force. And, you know, Councilmember Damon Siles and Randy Haven O'Donnell and Sammy Slade worked together on this. Councilmember Siles kind of presented it, and he was the wordsmith, and he also, I know, was in contact with a lot of us as they went through the process over the last several months. But I think we came up with a really good charge for the task force and, you know, kind of outlined how it was going to be comprised. It's going to be comprised of 5 to 7 residents of Carrboro who have professional expertise and or lived experience in the criminal legal system, human services delivery, social work, public harm and health and reduction, harm reduction, community building, and marginalized populations or other related content areas. A couple of council members will be liaisoned on that, probably the folks who have been working on this. And then, of course, we'll have a staff resource team that will help. And, you know, as with task forces, you know, they are formed to kind of address a certain need, and they're temporary in nature, and so it's going to be set up for at least a year, and if we need to extend its time, you know, a little bit beyond that, we will. But really excited, Brighton, about finally getting that out and encouraging community members who might have an interest in that, meet those qualifications, to go ahead and, you know, try to sign up.
Well, we had a reporter do some reporting on this, and it was pretty noteworthy that this decision came just hours after the jury's verdict in the Derek Chauvin murder trial, as the initial resolution being passed saying, hey, we want this task force to be created, was passed just a few days after George Floyd's murder last year. Just kind of an interesting parallel in terms of the timeline there.
No question. I mean, it was, you know, 2 hours before that the verdict came down, and we, in fact, opened the meeting by each of us just kind of reflecting on how we felt after hearing the verdict. And, you know, several council members commented on the timing and how it seemed, you know, like it was the way it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. We're speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarrboro.org, the website to go to for the video from that town council meeting, the agenda, many other things. What else, any other highlights from that one? I know that we've got a couple of other things we want to make sure we've got time to cover.
Yeah, we had a few other things. You know, we have split up our reports that we receive from our different town departments. Each month we receive, you know, from certain departments. Like the other night we received a fire department, a police department, a stormwater, and an economic development report. This Tuesday coming up, we are going to receive additional reports. We'll be receiving our police department quarterly equity report, as well as affordable housing quarterly report. And so, you know, they're kind of staggered in a way that we can kind of just check in on our consent agenda and get a report from the folks on the ground doing the work.
Once again, and you guys have another meeting coming up on Tuesday that I'm sure the agenda is about to be released for. We've got to begin to wrap up the conversation here. I did want to touch on, though, some exciting news on the North Greensboro Street and Estes Drive roundabout front, a project that people have been probably seeing, experiencing for quite a while, that new traffic pattern in place. It looks like that. It seems like it's a real step toward this being almost finished.
Yeah, we're still a little ways from it being done, but I'll tell you, I think it's 75 to 80% done, and certainly the yeoman's work is done. And I think the terrible work is done. You know, the one that was the work that was so loud and causing problems for the people who lived right around there and dealing with a lot of the infrastructure underneath the roundabout. But if anyone hasn't been through that intersection yet, since last week, do so, because now you can actually visualize the way it's going to look. There's still a lot of, you know, like the sidewalks and the greenway and the markings and so forth still need to be all put in place, and it's still a little patchy, but it's really exciting, Brighton, to finally, you know, see another area where we can see a light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm sure it is going to help with access there. I'm a big traffic circle guy. I love that free flowing style, so you're not having to wait too long. It's exciting to see that begin to fall into place. Anything else that you want to let our community know about as we wrap up?
No, just that, you know, again, Tuesday night we're going to have a few, you know, different reports and things. And on Tuesday night, we're also going to have a presentation from Orange County about the recent tax valuation. And we're also going to have a discussion on about manufactured home communities in Carrboro. So the work continues.
Absolutely. Townofcarrboro.org, the website to go to for when that agenda comes out and all things local government. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brighton.